Okay, Chaifra. The story with Simon Sadi Daled Se'if Zayin is as follows. There's a discussion about what happens if I cut a half piece of meat with a milchig knife. So there is a machlokes harishonim about this point. The Rabbeinu Baruch actually does not make it to the Torah, the Beis Yosef, but the Gra over here in Oschaf Beis notes, Delok Rabbeinu Baruch, who says, Shaddai B'Klipa. In other words, if I cut a piece of meat, hot meat, and we'll see that we're talking about hot meat in the Kli region, and I cut the hot meat with a milchig knife, so Rabbeinu Baruch says that's Shaddai B'Klipa, and he brings the Raya from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches, that if I have a treif knife, and I use it to cut an animal, to do shechita on an animal, so there's a machlokes about whether hadacha is sufficient, just rinse it off, or whether klipa is necessary. There are two lishonos in the Gemara over there about whether we're assuming that beis hashechita is tzonin or beis hashechita is roseach, and be it as it may, the opinion that you require klipa only is the opinion that Rabbeinu Baruch uses. He's assuming that Pesach Shechita is Reseach, and therefore a half piece of meat is the same thing, and all you need is Kidei Klipa. But the Smak rejects this Mahalach entirely, no? The Smak tells me that there's a difference between the Beis HaShechita, which only the Beis HaShechita is hot, the rest of the animal is cold as a cucumber, and the case over here, when the entire piece of meat is hot. Since the entire piece of meat is hot, so therefore, kol hachaticha is going to be aser. That is the shita of the smak, and that is the shita that is accepted here in Shulchan Aruch. So far, so good. Now, when we say that the entire piece of meat is aser, that is true only if you don't have shishim kenegen makam hasakin. If you have shishim kenegen makam hasakin, if you have shishim kenegen the amount of the knife that touches the meat, the amount of the knife that cuts the meat, so then it's going to be okay. Right? Yeah, shishim kenegen makam hasakin. The pashtus is it is heter gamor. That seems to be what the Mechaber says. Now, it's worth noting that the Smak himself assumes that Shishim is required not keneged makim hasakin. For the Smak, you require Shishim keneged kol hasakin, because the Smak is a Cham miktsaso Cham bekulo Jew. Over here in Shulchan Aruch, we are paskening against the smak, meaning we are not saying la halacha the cham b'miktsasei is cham b'kulo. Even the mechaber is denying cham b'miktsasei cham b'kulo, and this is the mechaber that the shach referenced back in our youth in sif katin gimel. Right, the Rama writes that the Svara Rishona, that we don't say Cham B'Ksasei Cham B'Kulei, is Iker. Says the Shach, Aftas HaMechaber Kein, Kemo Shekosov in Simen Zeh. Now, that the Mechaber also holds that we do not say LaHalacha Cham B'Ksasei Cham B'Kulei. Now, there is another reason why you should require Shishim Keneged Kol Hasakin. Another reason why the Mechaber is potentially wrong, because as the Taz and Os Yud Beis notes, you have to be worried that maybe you are not medakdek kama chatach b'saken. Right? People don't pay attention to how much they used of the knife. People don't pay such attention to that. And ken zayin, it's entirely possible that you use the entire knife. And even if you say barili, even if I say I know for sure shelo chatachti rak b'makom zeh, says the Taz, you are not ne'eman Because milsa de lo ram yale, the inish ovid b'lo yadaite. Right? Something that you're not paying attention to, so you'll do it and lavadaite, you do it b'li miskaven, and it does not, it doesn't even dawn on you that should be an issue. So the Taz, as the Prima Gadim notes, the Taz l'cha'ora paskins against the Mechaber here, no? Because the Mechaber says that you need shishim only keneged makom shechatach bebasar. You don't need shishim against the entire knife. And although, right, we could say you don't need shishim keneged the entire knife in terms of the din of cham b'miksasei cham b'kula, which we don't hold of, but the other reason why shenik shishim keneged kol ha'naif, the fact that milsa de lo ram yale de inish, so that din, right, is accepted by the Taz, and therefore halacha lamaisa, the Taz would say shenik shishim keneged kol ha'naif. However, the Heiliger Shach in Sif Katin Chafches, the Heiliger Shach says no siri. He quotes the Bach, right, that the Maharshal in the Isser v'Heter Shelo and in his Sefer in Perek Gid Hanosha Simin Mem Beis says, Al Tzedin of Milsa Dolo Ramye Alei De'inish, you're not believed, and therefore you need Kenega Kol HaSakin. Nonetheless, Divrei HaMechaber V'Harav Ikar, we should say Milsa Dolo Ramye Alei De'inish. So the Shach writes, well, we don't say that when you know for sure how much you cut. If I taina 100%, I know I only use this tiny bit of the knife, so says the Shach, you are Neman. Now, this is already a head-scratcher, no? Because the Shach is quoting the Maharshal, that Milsa de lo ram yale de'inish is a real principle. And the principle of Milsa de lo ram yale de'inish, that principle is true even if I say barley. No? Let's say, for example, I have a sakin with a pegima in it. No? I have a knife. A shechita knife has to be mamish, totally smooth. If I have a pegima in the knife, I have a little crack. So the chshash is that this is going to be a din of ikur. Right? There are five psulim in shechita. Shehiya, jrasa, chalada, hagrama, and ikur. Right? Shehiya, if I take too long in the shechita, derasa is that I put pressure on rather than cutting. Hagrama and chalada are I either cut it in the wrong place of the neck, or I cut it by going under the skin and then cutting. Right, those are the dinim of hagrama and chalada, and ikur is a discussion that tells us exactly what it means. But la halacha, we seem to assume that ikur means if I don't cut the simanim, but I rip the simen, and that is what could happen if I have a pegima in my sakin. No, if my knife has a pegima, so it's not going to be the sharpness of the knife that cuts; I might be ripping the simen. Right, so we're machmir. If I have a pegima in the sakin, that's a shecht. Now, if I knew about the pegima in the sakin ahead of the shechita, I could say, I know shashachati shelo keneged hapegima. I could say, I know for sure that my shechita didn't use that part of the knife. But if I didn't know that, so I'm not neman. Even if I say barili, it doesn't help. Because most of the rab miye alei de'inish. So how come over here the Shach is saying, that you are neman with barili? That barili goes against the entire yesod of milsa de lo ram yale de inish. Sir Rosenzweig, I've knighted you.
Wow, thank you. The Shach only says that by the pegima, or that's a
din in Yerideya Simen Yudches and Simen Vav. That din is like all over the place. In fact, if you want to see the Maram HaKaimis on that din, we'll talk about this in a minute. The Pizchei Tshuva here in Sif Katin Aleph gives you all the Maram HaKaimis and that din of Milsa de lo ram yale. So what exactly is going on here at the Shach? So comes along Harav Prima Godim. And the Prima Godim Tainas, this is Sif Katin Chavches and the Sif Sedas. The Prima Godim Tainas, that the holding of Musa de la Ramya alay the Inish Abib la Adaita is a Din Drabanan. Min ha Torah, of course, on Neman, no? Erech on Neman B'Isirin. Min ha Torah, Neman, that I did a good job. It's a Kasher Shchita, Neman. I'm Neman to say that I didn't chafe up the meat. Eidah Hanan B'Sirin. This Din Drabanan that Musa de la Ramya alay the Inish, you're not Neman. Point one. Point two, says the Prima Godim. I only say this din d'rabbanan on something which would otherwise be a din d'oraisa, but something that's otherwise a din d'rabbanan, I'm not going to say something that's otherwise a din d'rabbanan. I'm not going to say milsa de lo ramye alei de'enesh. And therefore, says the Prima Godim, just like I wrote in my psicha to Basar B'cholov that the din of tzili is not Basar B'cholov min atayra. Because to be basar b'cholov min ha-Torah, you need liquid. And sli, that's really what's going on over here. It's sli, no? I have a knife with milchiks that's smeared on the knife, and I cut a piece of meat, right? There's no liquid. It is a din of sli. Says the Prima Godim, since the din of sli is basar b'cholov midrabanan, so therefore, I can say that we do not apply the principle of Milsa de la Ramya Alei. In other words, we say that you are Neman to Taina Barali. Right? The Prima Godim is explaining that when the Shach in Os Chavches says that you are Neman out Barali, what that means is that since this entire din is Dirabanan, so therefore, since the entire din is Dirabanan, therefore, you are Neman. We only say the principle Milsa de lo Ram Ye Alei when it is a din d'iraisa. That is what the Prima Godim says. Not bad. Not bad, right, gentlemen? Problem. And a few years ago, I don't remember which one of my Talmidim asked this question. When I gave the shiur a few years ago, I think actually this was the year that I had both Shmuel Kresh and Donnie Zuckerman in my shiur, and I seem to remember as one of them who asked this kasha. They were learning together b'chavrusa, and they were hitting home runs. So you guys know both of them, right? They're still around yeshiva. Yeah. So one of them asked, but this lechor is against the shach, right? You can't say this pshat in the shach because it's against the shach, because in Siman Pei Zayin, I think in Sifkat and Aleph, the Shach Tainas, that it's going to be Basar, Becholov, Min HaTorah, anything Ayyadei Ha'esh. No? That was the Lashon, right, of the Shach. That it's only going to be Drabonon if it's Kavosh and Malicha. You get an impression from the Shach that Tzli is going to be Doiraisa. If Tzli is Doiraisa, then I don't have the whole Teretz of the Prima Godim. So what's the pshat? So look in the first Pischei Tshuva, in our Siman. In our Siman, the first Pischei Tshuva, we have a case of if I stick a milchiga spoon into a fleshiga pot. Remember this? Right? Ancient history. I stick a milchiga spoon into a fleshiga pot. So a mishair can neged the amount shenitchav b'kedera. No? Let's say I taina that I know for sure I was only tochev a teeny bit into the kedera. Am I believed? So that's the same shayla of Milsa de la Ramya Alei. The Noid Yehuda says that you are believed. And the Noid Yehuda tainas that I'm believed because I only apply Milsa de la Ramya Alei by someone, let's say, who doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. If you don't know Hilcha Shechita, so you have no idea what the questions are. So therefore, Milsa de la Ramya Alei. But if you know what the questions are, it's just right now you don't know that there is a question. Says the Neid Yehuda, then I won't say Milsa de la Ramya Alei. In other words, if I don't know Hilcha Shechita at all, I shecht. So then we're going to say, hey, maybe you totally messed up. Like you say, oh, I made a straight cut, beautiful. We're like, hey, dude. You don't know any Hilcha Shechita. What are you talking about? Gay five enough Shvatz and Yam. Right? We have no idea. Right? You have no idea what you're talking about. You're not Neman. But let's say I know Hilcha Shechita. And I know that if I have a sack in Paguma, I'm not allowed to shecht with it. Since In that case, I am Neman to say I did not shech keneged hapagima. That's what the Nodi Yehuda says. And the Pesachei Tshuva says, hey, Nodi Yehuda, dude, fellow, you're like against the Shulchan Aruch, because we learned in Simin Yud Ches, and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes at them from Simin Yud Ches, that you're not Neman to say I shechted shalai keneged hapagima. So we don't know exactly what the Nodi Yehuda is talking about. Bekitzer hama'aseh, we could learn, even though I don't know exactly what the Noda Behuda is talking about, but if the Noda Behuda is correct, then they have pshat in this shach, sifkat in chavches. Because if the Noda Behuda is correct, so then there are times when I do say that I'm neman to taina barili, right? You're right, it's against that din in semen yudches. I don't know how to find for that kasha, but there are times when I'm neman to say barili, and that is what the shach is referring to. Not exactly sure, though, ad kan. Okay, let's just chazer what we have. Mechaber tells me if I cut a hot piece of meat with a mochige knife, so it could aser bekulo. It could aser bekulo if you don't have shishim, kineged the mokaim shechotach bebaser. Now, the shach in os chavzayin is Bader Akasha. He says, I don't know how much I cut. Or excuse me, the Shach says that if I don't have Shishim, keneged the Chela Kasakin, Shenaga Bebasar, then the whole thing is Asar. Meaning it's going to Asar Bekulai. Frek the Shach. We have other dinim of knives. All of Simon Sadivav is the din of knife. That a knife, once it cuts an onion, no, this is like everyone's Yeriday a nightmare, no? Right, knife cuts an onion, and I'm telling you, right, once we learn Sadivav, you guys are going to be dreaming about onions, and you'll wake up in the middle of the night, ah, it's an onion! Okay, whatever, maybe not. But if I cut an onion with a fleishig knife, the entire onion does not become fleishig, me'ikar hadin, only kedei netila of the onion. Kedei Natila is like the tiniest amount that can come off. Kedei Klipa, you can just like scratch it off. Kedei Natila is that you have to like pull it off. No? That's a Kedei Natila. It's like Ka'ivi Etzba, according to some. So Frek the Shach in Os Chav Zayin, how come over here you need Kedei, how come here could Aser Bekulo when in Sadivav it only Aser is Kedei Natila? So the Shach has three answers. Answer 2 and 3 are not telling me any chiddush whatsoever. Answer 2 says, well, we're talking about dairy on a knife. What type of dairy is on the knife? Mistoma, it is like a cheese, or it is some butter. And both cheese and butter are a davar shamein. And a davar shamein is going to be b'leia b'kulo. So the reason why you hear it's asa bekulo is because cheese, butter, is davar shamein. Approach 3 in the shach is, over here we're talking about the fact that the meat is a davar shamein, but im tim tzolaimra, the meat is not a davar shamein, it won't be asa bekulo. Says the Prima Godem, even though lahalon and kuf hei, we learn that we're not bekiyin, bein kachosh l'shamein. The Shach over here is saying that we're speaking about a case that the meat is a davar shamein. What do you mean I'm speaking about a case that the meat is a davar shamein? Even if the meat is not davar shamein, I have to be choishish that the meat is shamein, because ein anu bekiyim. So to that, the Prima Gadim answers, well, the ein anu bekiyim is only true when you have something that's iser kishala atzmai. When you have something that's an iser balua, so then we taina that we are bekiyim bein kochosh l'shamein. If it's an iser machmas atzmai, then we are not bekiyim. But if it's an iser balua, then we are bekiyim bein kochosh l'shamein.
What's this far behind it?
So, why would I make such a distinction? So, apparently, The idea is that something that's balua in a kli is harder to get out. Even if you want a taina, because in Isser Shamin, usually it goes bekulai, but it's only going to go bekulai with something that's easy to come out, or something that's a full-fledged Isser. If it's not a full-fledged Isser, if it's not Isser Machmas Hasma, if it's an Isser balua, so then the prima gonim tainas that we are bafi bein kachosh l'shamin. Now, the third answer, though, in the third answer in the Shach, which is the first answer in the Shach, the third answer that we're presenting, which is the first answer as presented in the Shach, is that if there's a din of duchka de sakina, together with a ha piece of meat, so then the duchka de sakina together with the ha piece of meat makes it be bileya bekulo. Even though in Sadivav, the tznon, the radish that I cut with a sakin, is only bileya kedei netila with duchka de sakina. But that means, because it's cold, it's only going to go kedei netila. But duchka de sakina with a half piece of meat will go bekulo. Meaning, the half piece of meat could be bileya on its own. Duchka de sakina could create problems on its own. When you have the two problems that coincide, so then it asers bekulo as opposed to asering kedei netila. This is the hesber of the Shach here in Ois Chof Zayin. The Shach assumes that duchka de sakina is a powerful concept, even if it is not talking about something that is completely hard. No? Cooked meat, hot cooked meat, is presumably not that hard. No? You ever ate hot meat? Not that hard. Even so, says the Shach, there is some degree of duchka de sakina. And not only that, but the Shach tainas that it's going to create more of a problem than duchka de sakina on a tznon. Duchka de sakina on a tznon, only kedei netila. Over here, aser bekulai. These two points are evidenced in two other shachs. The shach in Os Chafhei says that duchka de sakina creates a bigger problem than we'd have in the rest of Judaism. Let's say lu yitzuya, and it's hard for me to imagine this tzir. I have a piece of meat in the kli rishon, no? And I cut the meat with the knife underneath it. It's hard to imagine the tzir, no?
Maybe it's like a shawarma thing.
So I think it has to be some sort of like a shawarma place, or you have the piece of meat like on a flat cookie tray, and the piece of meat like is sticking out a teeny bit, so I could cut it. But I'm cutting it going up, no? Nachon? That's a shachin os chafhei. Now in that situation, the knife is the tita'a, and the tita'a is cold, and the meat is ila'a, which is hot. So usually we'd assume that it's aser only kedei klipa, right? When you have ila'a cham and tita'a kar, which only aser kedei klipa. Nonetheless, as the shach over here, it's going to be aser bekulai, because duchka de sakina, and that's a chiddush, right? That duchka de sakina means even going up, no? There's more pressure when I go down than when I go up, nachon? Okay. Meaning the Shach is saying that there is a din of duchka de sakina that creates more of a problem than we'd otherwise have. And the Shach in Oslamid Aleph, Besofo, the Shach tainas over there, if I'm reading it correctly, that there's a din of duchka de sakina even if it is a dover that is not kasha lagamrei. Cheese isn't ganz and hard. But the Shach is saying is duchka de sakina even on something that is a semi-hard substance. So I think if I read all the Shachs, that's what emerges. So nachamol, the Shach is saying that the reason why it answers bekulo is because I have a duchka de sakina, which creates more of a problem than by a davar charef. And even though davar charef has certain problems that we don't have in Sadi Dalat's if Zion, davar charef, even if it's a clean knife, it will create a davar charef issue. And over here, it only creates an issue if the knife is somehow dirty. And many assume, like the Taz and Yud Gimel, and the Shach seems to be saying over here also, that Stam knife is dirty. And that's the issue, no? But Davar Charef is true even if it's a clean knife. Zok the Shach, yeah. In terms of taking stuff out that is balua in the knife, so Davar Charef is more chamor than the hot meat. But in terms of the amount that the Isser goes, so the hot meat will be by Leia Bakulo, the Isser will go further than it goes in the Davar Charef, Ad Kan Divrei Hashach. So the Shach is assuming that Davar Charef, the Shach is assuming that Duchka de Sakina with hot meat, Klape the Halach of how much it's Boleya, is more Chamor than the din of Davar Charef. Let me just finish the sentence, and then I'll take Mr. Rosenzweig's question. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger notes, however, that the Torah's Habayis of the Rashba quotes a Ravid, that the Ravid holds that the din of Duchka de Sakina with a Davar Charef is exactly the same as the din of Duchka de Sakina with hot meat, and he leaves it Tzarech Iyun. Okay. I should note one other nekuda before I take Rosenzweig's question. I lied. Like I said, let me finish one sentence. I'm going to have to do a different sentence also. But the other nekuda says, once the Shach comes over here and he tells me that I'm talking about a dirty knife, so Bozeh, we could answer the taina of Rabbeinu Baruch. That's Chazar. We began today's shiur by discussing what's the halacha if I cut a hot piece of meat with a knife, right? And we say, well, it's going to aser. It's going to aser bekulai, even though if I shecht an animal and I hold beis hashchita is roseach, over there it only asers kedei glipa. Right? That's the shaila that we asked. And we answered, well, over here, the entire piece of meat is hot, as opposed to over there, when only the makom hachetech is hot. Comes along the Gon at the end of Oschof Dalet, and if I'm understanding it correctly, so I think what the Gon is saying is, no. Once you are telling me that inside of Dalet, if Zion, we're talking about dirty knives, if the knife is dirty, so bazem to rats, the difference between our case and the Gemara in Chulon Daf Ches. The Gemara in Chulon Daf Ches is talking about I shecht an animal with a shreif knife, with a goy's knife, but the knife is clean. That's why it asers kidei kilipa. But over here, since the knife is dirty, it asers bikulo. Right? I think that's what the Gon means in the end of Oz, Chav Dalad. Now I can listen to Rosenzweig.
I was just wondering, we're getting into all this nice stuff. What knives are we referring to?
What knives are we referring to?
Yeah.
Knife?
I think three types of knives at least.
So Tyson Daf Tess and Clinton speaks about the three types of knives. That's what you're talking about?
No, I just in my mind I have three types of knives. Like,
the Tyson Kulin and Daf Tess has a three-way stira. How do you kasher a knife? You kasher a knife with Ni'itza, the Akashra knife in a Kli Rishon, or the Akashra knife Mamish with Libun Chomor. So there's three different types of knives. There's the knife that I use like in Golan, Mamish on the hot shawarma against the fire. That knife will require real Libun Chomor. There's the knife that I use just to cut cold meat. like the knife that I use for tree burying, for removing the gid and the chutei dam. So that only requires an itza, and then there's a knife that I use like for hot meat that will require some sort of full-fledged hechsher, ayyidei hag'olah. I mean, that's what you mean by the three knives?
I was also going to talk about a cake knife, which is not really sharp, it's just like dull.
Again, my understanding is that there are times they had fewer knives than we have. Today we have like, we're spoiled. We have lots of different knives that do lots of different things. I think they had like one knife that was super sharp that they would use for lots of different things.
So would that be the Adar Dukhta Sakina?
I think there's Dukhta Sakina, even in Adarab. If it's a not sharp knife, there's more Dukhta.
Uh-huh.
If the knife isn't sharp, you have to really press down harder. If you buy a cheap knife, and you want to cut a piece of cheese, you mamish have to like use your biceps, right? But if you right, but if it's a better knife, so then
what about like a metal fork? Like,
so there is. Well, we'll talk about this in Sadivav.
Okay.
Forks. There's also din of duchka, right? Now duchka just means pressure. That's all the word means.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just chazer. Over here, we're assuming that the entire piece of meat is aser if the knife is ben yomai. If the knife is eno ben yomo, however, then it only requires kedei klipa. That's what the Mechaber writes. Why does it require only kedei klipa if the knife is eno ben yomo? And if the knife is ben yomo, it asers bekulo. So it's not exactly clear why this should be true. If the knife is eno ben yomo, you should not require any hechsher. Elamai, maybe there's some shamnunis on the knife. Well, if there is shamnunis on the knife, mamanafshach. If there is shishim kenegdai, I should not require any hechsher. If there's no shishim kenegdo, then it should aser bekulo. How come over here it only asers kedei klipa? And this is a very big kasha. And the shach twice, and the Taz both take stands on this kasha. So the Shach answers, or the Bach answers. The Bach answers that because it's only ma'at mizair, because it's only a teeny, teeny drop of shamnunis on the knife, therefore it doesn't have the capability of asering bekulai. If the knife has more on it, it could aser bekulai. But if the knife has less on it, it can't aser bekulai. It can only aser kedei klipa. That's what the Bach says. The Taz does not like that Bach, because he says, still, the same amount of shach applies. Right? How little is it? Right? Do you have shishim kenegdo? You don't have shishim kenegdo. Meman of shach. Why is it that asur is kedei klipa? Either everything or nothing. So the Taz, therefore, has a different pshat. The Taz basically tainas that the iser b'mkaymai is for sure going to exist. You for sure need kedei klipa, even with the tiniest amount. But it could even aser more if you don't have shishim. So we're speaking about a case at the end that the contents of the knife, the balua in the knife, is eino ben yomai. I only have to mevatel the shamnunis on the knife. And the shamnunis on the knife, right, will aser only kedei klipa. That means, by the way, that no matter what, I'm going to aser kedei klipa, and says the Taz, even at the beginning of Se'if Zayin, where I have shishim keneged, the knife, and the pashtus in the mechaber, the beginning of Se'if Zayin, is that it's all heter gomor, says the Taz, you don't know how to read. And, not you, not any individual here, but the Taz says, if you read it correctly, really you need kedei klipa, even when you have shishim keneged at the beginning of the Se'if. Because the din of Shishim Kenegdo, according to the Taz, it's almost like the din of Isser Davok, that the makom where the Isser contacts, that makom has more bliya than any other makom, and that's why it will aser. That's what the Taz says. Now, the Shach, however, in the Shach itself, the Shach in Oischof Tess, agrees with the Bach. The Shach in Oischof Tess writes that since it's only a tiny amount, therefore it can only aser k'dei klipa, and al karchacha, in the cases if there is more, if the knife is really dirty, then it will aser b'kulay. So the way we have it, the Shach and the Taz are disagreeing, and the Machlokas is just the Machlokas Bach and Taz, with the Shach agreeing with the Bach. That's basically what emerges. The problem is that the Nekudas HaKesef wakes up, and the Nekudas HaKesef says, well, you know, I disagree with the Bach. Right? Even on the Shach and Oschav Tess, he agrees with the Bach, but the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees with the Bach. And he says, when I wrote what I wrote in Sifkat and Chav Tess, right, I'm talking about a case when there is Shishim Kenegdai. If there's no Shishim Kenegdai, it's going to Aser Bekulai, no matter how tiny it is. The Bach had a Raya from a Gemara in Psachim, that if you have a Karban Pesach, a Sachal be Shemen, so in that case, it's only going to Aser Kedei Klipa, and the Hezber Hadavar is because it's a tiny amount of Iser. The Shach and the Kudus HaKesef says, you know what, I don't know that Gemara, I don't know nothing, but La Halacha, I paskin against the Bach. The funny thing over here is, if you look in the Pri Megadim, he quotes a Pri Chadash, that the Shach is not Neman to disagree with the Shach. Kevan Shehigid, Shiv Einol Chozer Umagid, I haven't got the foggiest idea what on the Rabbonu Shel Olam's green earth this is supposed to mean, but as I state in the Sifsei Das, Prima Godem Chaf Tes, and not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Shach and the Shach against the Shach who changed his mind, mamash v'shteyach nishten ganzen.
But even in the, like,
Kudas
against that, he doesn't even present himself to change his mind. He says, I didn't.
The Prima Gunnam is saying is that the Shach is not Ne'eman on what the Shach said.
Okay.
Right? And we agree with Mishnah Mishona. Right? It's a little bit, how do I say it, kind of extreme, no? It's mamish extreme, but yeah, that's what we have. Okay, don't know what to do with it. Okay, there is a little bit of a discussion over here about the Davar Gush Sugya. If you look in the Taz Ois Yudalid versus the Shach Subkatin Lamid, I don't think we have time to go into it now. Maybe Mirz Hashem. The question is whether the guys would want to finish Simin Sadi Dala tomorrow, or whether and have more time for Chazara, or to hold off and finish, let's say, on Sunday and have less time for Chazara. So you could think about that and tell me, but we should all pray Mincha. If you didn't have in Shachris, you should do that also. But honestly, if you didn't have in Shachris, you have to daven Mincha twice at this point. Okay, have a good day.